Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Bronx Bombers is a new American play from the team behind Broadway's Lombardi that follows beloved icon Yogi Berra and his wife Carmen through a century of the team's trials and triumphs, bringing generations of Yankee greats together on one stage. The show, written and directed by Eric Simonson, begins previews at Circle in the Square Theater in New York City next week, with Peter Scolari in the role of Yogi Berra and his real-life wife Tracy Shane as Yogi's wife, Carmen, with other accomplished actors portraying Reggie Jackson, Lou Gehrig, Derek Jeter, and other iconic pinstripers. Bronx Bombers is an original project conceived of and commissioned by Fran Kermser and Tony Ponturo. Together, they bring new original plays to the stage, combining the drama of sports and entertainment through Kermser-Ponturo Group. Lombardi and Magic Bird were the first two productions in the series. Bronx Bombers is the third. Fran Kermser and Tony Ponturo join us now to tell us more. Fran and Tony, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to talk to you guys. So the first one of these sports plays you guys did was Lombardi. Where did the idea come from?
Tony and I had been working on Hair with many, many producers, getting that piece up during the financial crisis. And coming off of that, we began a conversation of what would be, in light of what's going on in the world, something to really delve into and take a look at this time. And I really started hearing those speeches of Lombardi's, that great leadership presence of his, and thinking, that's just something that's so inspiring as we're all looking for inspiration of how to get through this time. And so we started to map out a sports series together, beginning with leadership, Lombardi. We then did Magic Bird, competition and rivalry. And now we are looking at team with Bronx Bombers.
And you come up with the idea, you conceive of it, and then enlist the services of a playwright. How do you find the people you've worked with to write the shows?
I had interacted with a writer named David Marinus, who wrote really the definitive biography on Vince Lombardi when Pride Still Mattered. And we had interacted on a nonprofit project. And it was our thought, Tony and I, to go to David and to ask him if we could base the play on his book. David then introduced us to playwright Eric Simonson. And off we all went.
And how does the collaboration between the three of you work to get your idea, he puts it on the page, and how much interaction do you have during the writing process?
We work very closely during the writing process. We start off commissioning the work with a clear theme and clear ideas, who the characters will be and why, and what it is, you know, what the story is that we want to tell. And then Eric takes it and hones it into a very specific treatment. We then work from the treatment to page, and then we are constantly working on it every step of the way. So he will write a draft, and then Tony and I will look at it and help shape it, and we do readings to listen to it, and you discover more things, and basically these plays are never done.
Right, of course. Tony, tell us about the exact Yankees story being told in Bronx Bombers.
Well, what we want to do is try to explain or understand why this team won 27 championships over all these decades. You know, they've won more championships than any team in baseball, and really any sports team in North America, and by double. You know, it's not like they beat out a team by one or two. You know, it's by, you know, over 10. And, you know, what really goes into that? What the play does is sort of set up individual conflict and what it is to be a player and an athlete and someone who's proud as a person, but how you then ultimately have to work together as players and as a team to come forward to win. Because if everyone's just out for their own goals, generally you're not going to be successful. And so we, you know, show that story about how, particularly in the late 70s, when free agency was coming to the sort of the front in baseball, and the Yankees hadn't won a championship in 15 years, so there's a lot of tension now going on, and then how the Yankee greats from the past sort of in the second act sort of help describe what goes into being a team. And even though they may not have all gotten along over their historic periods of time, they all do how to come together as players and what was good for the team. And so that's sort of the story we try to tell. And we try to tell it actually through the eyes of Yogi Berra and Carmen Berra, in the sense of a couple who, you know, Yogi's played more years up until actually last year when Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera played for the Yankees for 19 years, but Yogi was 18 years and won 10 championships. So he's a very historic figure within the Yankee history that helps us take us through this travel of time.
Yogi Berra, of course, a New York icon, a Yankees icon, a New York icon, an American icon. When you're going to put him on stage with not himself obviously playing him, what are some of the challenges you face finding the right performer to embody that iconic personage?
You know, it's so scary. You just want to do, and you have to do the best job. You absolutely have to. And it is so key with Yogi, with all of the players that are represented, that the actors really embody their essence completely. And I think that it's often hard to get exactly someone who looks like this real life icon, you know, exactly. But what we look for is really somebody who, of course, very closely looks like the player, the character, but who really can embody their essence, and that you just believe and you just want to go with them on this journey. And we feel like we have a great ensemble of actors in this piece, Bronx Bombers, and their magic, and you just want to go with them.
And you have real-life husband and wife team playing Yogi and Carmen. Tell us how you finally did find them.
Well, you know, Peter Scolari and Tracy Shane are the two actors you're referring to. Peter worked with us in Magic Bird, and he played various characters, the owner of the Lakers, Jerry Buss, and Red Auerbach, who was the president and coach, actually, of the Boston Celtics. And we really, you know, enjoyed Peter's work and collaboration. One of the things that Fran and I really, I think, pride ourselves on in the work is really to have a collaborative team. You know, so it's ironic that we tell these plays about leadership and teamwork and friendship, but it really is important that everyone comes together, actors, playwright, producers, design team, to really bring the whole effort ultimately to the stage. So Peter Scolari is going to play Yogi Berra and Tracy Shane, Carmen Berra, and they're sort of cute together, and we actually brought them to meet Yogi and Carmen already, and they were just, everyone was sort of beaming because they were sort of excited to see this couple who were married playing them and really feeling that, as Fran just said, sort of their essence and their attitude sort of felt like them, which is important when you're playing someone not only, you know, that's real and we all know, and a challenge for all our actors, because it's never easy to be an actor, but I think it's particularly a challenge when you're playing someone we all know, you know, and whether it's Yogi Berra or Babe Ruth or Mickey Mantle, we all of us who follow the Yankees and these historic figures have a preconceived notion of what they're like and how they act, and now these actors have to bring that to the stage. So it's a big challenge versus playing a fire chief that nobody knows who it is, you know.
Right. I mentioned to you that I saw Lombardi at the Mahaley in Great Barrington in like a preview, out-of-town tryout, and I remember going in thinking it's a, you know, football play, and I personally don't, I know a lot of people know a lot about Lombardi, I didn't personally, but being amazed by everything that it got to cover, because sports is so wound up in the lives of athletes, coaches, and then the community at large who watches, and how dramatic and touching and serious it was. It was so deep and covered so many different things. How do you parse all of that out? Because it's also, there's, you know, comedy, and Yogi Berra, of course, is very known for being very funny. How do you know where to put the heart and where to get the laughs and the, you know, how do you put it all together and make sure it's all there?
You know, first, I think in response to your question, there's so much similarity between sports and theater. They're both highly dramatic. Anything can happen at any time on the stage. And they both have a structure. A game has rules, and theater certainly has a structure of, you know, your initial incident and your climax, your resolve, and so forth. And so I think, just like in sports, you're following, you know, the game, the rules of the game. In the theater, you've got the structure. So it's about zeroing in on what story story you want to tell. And with the sports series, we really mapped out these themes that we want to, you know, explore as we're right in the middle of the series now. And, you know, with Bronx Bombers, Tony alluded to it before, this is a team that's won 27 championships, so much more than any other team. And why is that? And I think what you find in the answer is that they function like a family. They function like a family. And in that, you find those moments in the relationships between these people on stage, like any other play, and you're able to really see and the moments of heart and the moments of key information that you need to share just really come out, and then you go from there shaping it.
The show had a workshop in Colorado. How does this New York story work in Colorado?
Well, that was one of the things we wanted to test. We wanted to hear the play, you know, and have actors read the material, and so we could sort of bring it to a life, at least from the audio side of the work. But we also had an artistic community up in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, that weren't necessarily Yankee fans, and more likely they weren't Yankee fans. And so what gave us great confidence is that it was very well received to this community when we did the reading after a week of workshop. And so, you know, like in Great Barrington with Lombardi, you know, it's always good to hear the consumer, the ticket buyer, someone who hasn't lived so close to the work to respond to it. And to your earlier question, are there laughs? And where are the laughs that you thought were there? Or where's the tears? Or where's the emotion? And you get a chance to read that. And we thought it was really good to have, you know, a sort of a neutral audience give us that reaction.
Lombardi was the longest running show of its Broadway season. Could you have anticipated that? Or is that the kind of thing you can never really know?
Gosh, you know, I don't know that you can ever really know that. And for us, we just set out to work as hard as we can and push everything as far as we can. And you just, you know, go, you know, you just go for it. It was magnificent to see how many theater goers came out to see this show. And to be honest, in the beginning, out of sheer curiosity, as how could football be on stage? And then to see how many sports fans came out completely embracing the experience, had not been in the theater before, came with their jerseys on or carrying helmets and walked in the theater kind of looking around like, all right, this actually might feel a little familiar. Seats, like a little stadium maybe, and Circle in the Square, which is where Bronx Bombers is running, is where Lombardi ran, is its theater in the round. So it does feel like a little stadium. So I think everyone felt right at home. But I think that the brilliant thing with the sports series is that Tony has brought in the sports leagues to work with us hand in hand on the authenticity, and also in terms of really being a presence that the sports fan feels comfortable with. So that's certainly been huge for these pieces.
Well, you know, and going back into the family that Fran described, you know, one of the great things of Lombardi, and we think it will be the same with Bronx Bombers, is you get three generations of family going to see these shows. And because, you know, Grandpa talked about Vince Lombardi, you know, but who really is Vince Lombardi? And I think with Bronx Bombers, you're going to have Grandpa who talked about Joe DiMaggio, Dad who talked about Mickey Mantle, and son who's enamored with Derek Jeter. And they can all sort of come together and sort of share that family. Because like anything that's part of traditions, you know, for those of us that are sports fans, and we all sort of touch it one way or the other, it is part of that tradition that passes on, and you know, from families. And you know, why were you a Yankee fan? Well, because my dad was a Yankee fan and my grandfather was a Yankee fan. You know, being from Italian descent, my grandfather, who spoke very little English, I as a kid would listen and sit with him to the radio and listen to Mel Allen doing the Yankee games, and that's a real part of my childhood. And so that starts to go with you. So you know, which is what sports, you know, does, I think. And it's really part of our lives.
Fran mentioned getting the sports franchises involved in these plays. What will the Yankees and Major League Baseball contribute? What does that entail?
Well, the first thing it does is gives the play authenticity, you know, because theater people as well, if they see a 19th century play and someone's wearing 20th century shoes or socks, they'll go, okay, I've lost the authenticity. That wasn't the costume people were wearing there, or the words or the language or what have you. And it's the same with sports. And so the first thing is the Yankees and Major League Baseball help us with the authenticity of the work. Yes, we're allowed to then use their trademarks, the New York Yankees trademark and the Major League Baseball trademark. But more importantly, or as importantly, is to go into their archives, learn about the history, learn some things that maybe, you know, aren't so obvious. You know, it's tough for things not to be so obvious in our 24/7 media world today, but it sort of allows us to peek under the curtain a little bit and keep learning some of the history. Because I think we all, as we go to see a show and to see the Bronx Bombers, we don't really want to just be told what we already know. And one of the things we learned about Lombardi was really sports fanatics and you know, sports announcers, and it was made a living, said, you know, you brought something I didn't really know. You brought a dimension, you brought a story, you brought something different. And that's what we also hope to do with Bronx Bombers.
Bronx Bombers begins previews at Circle in the Square Theater on West 50th Street in New York City on January 10th. Fran Kermser and Tony Ponturo are the show's creators and producers. More information is available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.